Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Asian Granito India Limited Q3 FY21 earnings call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vineet Gala from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Melissa. Hello, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to this Q3 FY21 post-results conference call with the management of Asian Granito India Limited. It gives us great pleasure to welcome the senior management team of Asian Granito, represented by Mr. Prafulla Gattani, Executive Director, Mr. Himanshu Shah, Head of Finance, and Mr. Kalpesh Tanki, Investor Relations, on the call. I would now request Mr. Prafulla Gattani to give us his opening remarks on the business performance, post which we will open the floor for a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Technical Man. Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, my very healthy wishes to all participants. I wish a wonderful year ahead because we have gone through a very, very traumatic year for all citizens of India and as well as the global citizens. I hope this year would be very healthy, and healthy in terms of finance also and in terms of health also. So wish you all a very, very healthy and happy New Year because we are meeting for the first time in this year. As far as the year and the quarter Q3 is concerned, there has been a very significant improvement and contribution from all around segments of the company, which can be seen and verified from the presentation which is already uploaded on the stock exchange. Company has done a remarkable growth, including growth in numbers, in quantity also, volume also, and as well as in profitability also. The Q3 has given us a significant contribution from all the segments, whether it is the bathware segment, it is our parent segment, tile and ceramic tile and porcelain tile, besides the quartz. Everything has done fantastically well. And moreover, this time the sale has been quite spread all over India. All the three zones, important three zones, where company has got a major shareholding in the market, has performed very well. In fact, the performance has been very equally distributed, around 30% in all the three zones. In all the three zones, 30% approximately we have performed. And that has given a significant support to the company in a way to think that, yes, we are on the right path. With the highest capacity utilization in the last 12 months, we have touched around 95% capacity utilization, which is one of the best in the industry, and which is also showing the path, which is also showing the path that the company will be growing much better in the coming times also. With the good capacity utilization, we have covered the export market and domestic market both very well. In export, we could grow very nicely. And from the year-on-year, if you see from 12.5%, we have done 14% sales in exports and 86% in domestic market. It shows that our strength in the domestic market remains to continue, and we are still one of the leading brands in the domestic market. With our numbers, which is like in, as I said, that export revenue has come this year quite significant from out of the 385 crore turnover. And the margins and the growth, both have significantly risen in all the ways. EBITDA margin has gone up by 161 basis points, and all around growth we see, it's around 29% on year-on-year growth we have seen it. If I speak something about the global market and trade in domestic market, I can say that the time has come to again fly. Enough taxing work has already been done. We are based in Gujarat, which is again a good pathway or a driveway to fly again. And Gujarat has given a significant support to the industries and to the business segment itself. Particularly when we talk about the business segment, we are into is construction and related allied materials. The business is going back to the natural phenomena. I can see that the business, especially in northern, western, and southern India, has already risen up to the normalcy. It looks like that there will be a significant growth as expected in the budget of 2021 also. There is an expectation of a GDP to touch around 11%, which has got a significant contribution from the construction and building material segment also. So I see the business will grow in this year, and we will recover from last year's losses or damages, and we will grow furthermore on this path. Company has done significantly good in terms of performance also. Our debt-equity ratio has gone down to 0.53, and working capital cycle also has gone much better than previous time. Before, normally the average industry ratio, as we have seen it in other companies, is around 90 days. We were having it around 85 days, and we have gone down from 85 days to 75 days in this quarter. It means the business is quite in control. The response from the market is good, and it looks that the sales would be continuously coming in the coming quarter also. So we are anticipating that in terms of exports and in domestic market, we will have a much better and finer number. Last year we see that we have done exports of approximately 140 crore, against of which we have already touched around 165 crore in 9 months, and it is anticipated that the next coming quarter we would have another 40 crore from exports, so we will cross something around 200 and plus crore from the only export market. With this, we become number one company in the whole of India, which is going to be the largest company to export in listed entities. So that also shows that Asian AGL brand is not only is a leading brand in India, but also a leading brand globally also, because we are the one who are exporting the largest quantity from the listed entities. We have the benefit of being present in Gujarat. Our associates are also in Gujarat. So it becomes good for us to have a better logistics, quicker logistics and cheaper logistics, and become very competitive in global market for exports also. Besides that also, in terms of performance, we have reduced our manpower cost. We have reduced the cost of finance also this year. And also, our debt has gone down in consolidated debt has gone down by rupees 8 crore. And in strength alone, we have gone down by 22 crores. So overall, if you see that we are trimming the size of debt interest, and we are enlarging our size of performance in terms of top and bottom line both. So bottom line, as you see that Q3 has given a fantastic number of 25 crore rupees PAT, which is one of the best in the industry, and Asian Kanaiko is leading towards or heading towards one of the best performance and one of the best year in the history for all of us. Although we had a legacy of COVID, but we are one of the company who has recovered very quickly, very fast from the damage of COVID, and he recaptured the market. I am sure the way our associates, business associates, our dealers, our distributors, our staff, and our support system management has responded back, the company will have a much better performance in Q4. That is what I foresee. With the orders in hand for international market, I see that globally we are continuously growing. Our strength in the global market is growing, and whatever the losses we had because of COVID, we could do something fantastic from the international market. We have grown in international market. Whatever the losses from the domestic market we were having, we recaptured it from the international market. And at the same time, our domestic team also remained quite good, very nice. They have performed in Q3. So the numbers are visible, and it seems that in the west, north, and south India, we have become again a very leading and very promising brand with almost 30% share from all the three markets. Only the eastern part we have, which is is not our major market and not our the focus market. We are getting a contribution from 10%. all the segments of the business, as I said, has performed very well, and they have contributed positively and has remained a good contributor in the whole financial statement. I have with me Mr. Himanshu Shah, who can also give you some more detail about the financial data, and then we can lead to anything related question answer. I pass it to Mr. Himanshu Shah.
Good afternoon and happy new year to all of you. During this quarter three, our top line on the consolidated level, which reached to 384 crores, which shows a 29.1% on the top line growth on YOY basis. Our EBITDA margin is stood at 49.5 crores, which has been increased on YOY basis by 160 BPS. Net profit margin, which is at 25 crores, which is 6.5% of our top line, being increased by 280 basis points. On a financials, on the standalone basis, we top line is also grown by the 13.5%, which reached to 289 crores in this quarter three. Our net profit margin, which also stood at 21 crores in the standalone basis in Q3, which is at 7.3% of our top line and increased by 380 basis points. As Prabhu sir has already told, there are three to more major points which are contributing our bottom lines, and our EBITDA margin is improved. There is a little bit improvements also in the tile segments in our overall growth in 29% total top line growth. There is a major contribution of tiles growth, which is at 31% is a volume growth and 36% is value, so it is being raised by 4% of value growth. As far as the bottom line is increased, the other points contributing factor is our other expenditures there towards advertisement and selling and distribution is also considerably reduced. Interest cost is also reduced by reducing our overall debt in the standalone and consolidated basis, as well as our overall average interest cost is also reduced, which is around at 9.25% now. There are other product mix is also changed in our factory, which is being our all the factory plants are running at 95% capacity utilization nowadays. With this full capacity, certain product mix is also changed in our product line. Because of that, we are able to get a very good margin and a price rise increase in the tile sectors. In export front also, as Prabhu sir said, we are at contributing in our total top line. 40% is exporter revenue, and we are growing by this 41% in the export during this quarter on a YOY basis. Hopefully, if this trend will continue, we are hopefully, we are confident that in the next quarter four, the export revenue, we will cross definitely the 200 crore, which was at 165 crore in the last financial years. At this outset, now I conclude my this earnings on financial highlights.
I think first we can take the question answers. If anything is there, we can go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to ask, you know, in terms of the total exports from India, what would be the, you know, in terms of the million square meters, what would be the volume and what would be our market share?
See, exact number of quantity of square meter, I would have to check and get back to you. I have noted your question. Exact number of square meter, normally we do not keep it record handy, but I will get back to you on this thing. I have written down your name, and I will send back this information to you.
Sure.
Overall in tile sector, I would say that 12 million square meter that our volume is there in the tile sector.
Total, yeah. Export from India.
No, I'm talking about
AGL.
AGL.
Right. In terms of value, what has been the monthly run rate for last 3 months? Would you have that, sir? For November, December and January?
I have now our chairman, Mr. Kamlesh Patel also. He just joined with us. So some questions even he can reply. I would request Kamlesh Bhai to reply some of the questions. He just joined in. So I welcome Mr. Kamlesh Patel, chairman of Asian AGL. Kamlesh Bhai,
good afternoon. जो आपने क्वेश्चन किया है कि भाई पिछले तीन महीने में कैसे हर मंथ में कैसे डिस्पैच है एक्सपोर्ट में तो ओवरऑल 20 करोड़ से 30 करोड़ तक हमारा एक रेवेन्यू जनरेट रेगुलर बेस में होता है एक्सपोर्ट में
और इंडस्ट्री लेवल पे कितना एक्सपोर्ट होगा सर इज इट 1400-1500 करोड़ इज इट 800-900 करोड़ क्या रेंज होगी सर
टोटल इंडस्ट्री
टोटल इंडस्ट्री एक्सपोर्ट
लास्ट ईयर 7000 था ये साल मतलब 14 से 15 हजार करोड़ का एक्सपोर्ट होगा
इट शुड क्रॉस समथिंग अराउंड 15000 करोड़ विद द रन रेट बट द प्रोवाइडेड दैट कंटेनर्स एंड शिपिंग लॉजिस्टिक्स आर अवेलेबल एंड वी हैव डन नाउ आई जस्ट गॉट द फिगर नाउ वी हैव डन 2 मिलियन स्क्वायर मीटर एक्सपोर्ट सो फार
इन 9 months FY21
Q3
Okay, 3Q. Okay.
Okay, and total 9 months also I'll get it and I'll just, I think 4.88 million, around 5 million we have done in 9 months.
Right. And for the month of November, December, January, industry ka kitna exports hoga, sir?
See, we have already sold around 8,000 crore. See, with the last figure what we have received, it is said that the industry has already crossed around 8,000 crore. It is scheduled to touch around 14,000 crore. Exact numbers are not available because there are a lot of unorganized sector players also there in Morbi. So exact number, but I am sure it has crossed around more than 8 to 9,000 crore.
Right. And which are the key countries here?
Which is higher than the last year's total export.
Exactly. So, which are the key countries which have seen significant jump in the exports, sir? And, you know, what is driving that? Is it the anti-dumping duties imposed by those countries on China or is it purely the pricing which is playing out or China plus one strategy of those countries?
This is an excellent question you have raised. In fact, this is reply is not just for the ceramic tile industry. I would reply on behalf of the all industries in India which are export driven and which has performed very well. First of all, there is a negative sentiment world over about the Chinese product, and Chinese products were leading product in ceramic tile segment and construction segment basically. So most of the countries in western part, they have become quite negative about buying anything from China, and they have restricted their products either way of putting some kind of a restriction or by way of putting some kind of a mental block to buy anything from China. So that direct effect or the support or the transfer of the sale has come to India, Turkey, Mexico, Brazil. These are the countries which have become a leading exporters to leading exporter and alternative exporter to China. And as far as ceramic tile is concerned or a porcelain tile is concerned, there are three major suppliers to the world after China is Italy, Spain and India. India has become number one supplier to the world now because of two reasons. One is very easy availability of the material. Two, very competitive price to the China itself. So this is the reason basically why Indian products are very well acceptable. Now when we talk about Asian Granito, I very proudly proclaim that we are exporting more than 100 countries. Almost half of the world we are covering for our export. It is one of the largest coverage anybody can have from India or from the world also. So we are continuously having repeat orders from all our buyers. Plus, the good part is our export is widely spread over export. We are not concentrated on one or two segment or one or two countries. Plus, one very, very important thing is there. We are also supplying to the home market of China, which is like Taiwan, Philippines, Thailand, or Eastern Indonesia, etc. These used to be a niche market or the home market of China. We have made a major entry and dent into those market, and we are regularly supplying to those people also. I think Kamlesh Bhai also export market ke bare mein thoda add kar sakte hain. I would request Kamlesh Bhai.
Export mein pehle just wall tiles bhi jati thi, lekin aaj ki tarikh mein 100% बोला जाएगा कि भाई आने वाले समय में जीबीटी है, जीबीटी में एक ही फॉर्मेट सबसे ज्यादा मूवमेंट है 600x1200। तो अभी एग्जिस्टिंग नया साइज 800x1600 जो एक्सपोर्ट में अच्छी डिमांड है, तो जिससे रियलाइजेशन वैल्यू पर स्क्वायर मीटर भी बढ़ता है और वॉल टाइल्स में 1 फीट बाई 2 फीट में ज्यादा है, ओवरऑल एक्सपोर्ट जो भी है वो गल्फ कंट्री मैक्सिमम है, उसके बाद में यूरोप कंट्री और अभी रिसेंट यूएसए स्टार्ट हुआ है, यूएस 700 लगा है, तो उसके हिसाब से ओवरऑल एक्सपोर्ट मार्केट यूएस का बड़ा है।
राइट, सो ये जो the increase what we have seen, you know, going up to 15,000 crores in FY21, how do you see for next 3 years? Are you getting the sense that this is going to go multifold, this is going to stay at this current level? And we hear that there is a lot of capacity which is being added in Morbi. So if you could give some color ki, how many number of plants, what kind of capacity Morbi will see an increase in?
See, one thing is this phenomena will continue for a long time now, because this was anticipated not today, this was anticipated from last 5 to 6 years that India is going to be a global player in ceramic and vitrified tiles. So this was already there. We were one of the major suppliers to Middle East and to the Central Asia also. Now we have become a supplier to the whole world. So that is the change only has happened. The distance which was little longer to cover the world has shrunk because of this COVID. So that is the only advantage we have got it. But as far as certain products are concerned, some products are very, very competitive. We are even sometimes cheaper than China to the West, including freight. So that is why I foresee that this will continue for a long time. This is not in a short term phenomenon.
Right, and Morbi capacity addition in Morbi, sir?
Marble, we are not adding any capacity.
Morbi, sir. Morbi mein capacity addition kitna ho raha?
Morbi, almost 40 plants are in line and 40 other plants. So we are tentatively something around 8 to 10%, around 8% or 7% capacity increase is anticipated in next 14 to 15 months.
Understood. So this is very helpful, sir. I'll come back in the queue for further questions.
Thank you, Ajal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prashant Kutty from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first question, wanted to ask, what is the realization that we get in exports and what are the realization that we get in domestic markets for tile?
I would request Himanshu bhai to cover if this exact figures are available. Otherwise,
hi Prashant ji. See, in export market, which a huge volume is there, but as far as the realization is concerned, it is almost similar to our domestic line. So currently in the tiles, we have around 250 or 260 in the range. The same is continuing in the export also. But the major advantage is to get the reducing the working capital, and at the same time, our volume is very good compared to our this export. Export in the nine months, we will say that looking to our volume, realization value per square meter is 281, which is 281.
Prashant, actually if we see when international market, we talk about international market, Prashant, normally export market realization is always around 5 to 7% lower than domestic market. But in Asian, if you see, this is very positive. We are almost same, not same, in fact, like 1 rupees extra than domestic market. This is very, very rare you find it. Because normally export market is always more competitive and you are directly, you know, fighting with the global best players. So your realization always less.
Okay, so you are saying that the realization in export and domestic is almost similar.
This is fantastic sign. We have the same thing. Yeah, exactly. Right, Prashant.
Okay. So second question is on the cost side. So we are seeing this quarter also, we've kind of, our employee costs are further reduced. Our other expenses are also pretty much on track, and we've seen a higher level of sales growth at the same level of employee cost and other expenses. Wanted to ask, what will be a normal level of employee cost and other expenses number for the next year? Because I believe some of these costs should come back. Just want to take a thought on that.
Prashant, during the COVID time, our chairman, Mr. Kamlesh Patel, he was working very vigorously on one part, which is called digitalization, okay? And he was personally involved in so many activities. He has very vigorously converted lot of activities from physical to digital. So this, I think this change was needed. And after this change, these benefits are going to remain. Maybe a small part will come back. Maybe a small part will come back, but major part will remain like this only. Because a lot of activities like, you know, sample distribution, for example, if I say, catalog distribution, if I say, you know, some kind of a meeting physically. So these were done by our top management, and that has been already converted, and the benefits are physically seen.
प्रशांत जी, उसमें जो ऑलरेडी जो मार्केटिंग कॉस्ट है वो पहले की कंपैरिजन में लोगों का थॉट लेवल भी चेंज हुआ है, डीलर का भी थॉट लेवल चेंज हुआ है. पहले ऐसा एक थॉट था कि भाई कोई भी पर्सन अपना जाके ऑर्डर देते थे, आज डीलर मतलब खुद एक डिजिटल मार्केटिंग में आया है और खुद ऑर्डर देना स्टार्ट किया है. तो ट्रैवलिंग और जो ओवरऑल था वो कॉस्ट भी काफी एज इट इज मेंटेन है. जो हम समझते थे कि अभी चालू हुआ है तो कॉस्ट बढ़ जाएगा, ऐसा नहीं हुआ है.
ओके ओके, तो सर ये एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट भी आगे जाके ऐसा ही रहने वाला है? जो क्वार्टरली आप जो रन रेट देखते हो 20-25 करोड़ का जो नंबर है, क्वार्टरली यही रन रेट रहेगा सर?
नो, देयर विल बी, सी वी आर ग्रोइंग कंपनी, सो देयर वुड बी लिटिल इंक्रीज. इट विल नॉट बी स्टैग्नेटेड वन, बिकॉज द काइंड ऑफ प्लान्स व्हाट वी हैव फॉर कमिंग क्वार्टर, इट्स वेरी अग्रेसिव प्लान वी हैव. So I cannot say that it would be stagnated like this. It will definitely will go a little bit higher.
Okay. लेकिन वॉल्यूम जो स्क्वायर मीटर वॉल्यूम है वो जनवरी फरवरी और मार्च इंडस्ट्री के लिए सबके लिए एक टॉप पे होता है, क्योंकि ठंड के समय में थोड़ा कम, लेकिन जब गर्मी की सीजन है तो नॉर्मल टाइल्स इंडस्ट्री भी मूवमेंट अच्छा ही रहता है.
अच्छा, आप बोल रहे हो जनवरी टू मार्च में वॉल्यूम ज्यादा होता है?
दिस क्वार्टर विल बी वेरी गुड क्वार्टर, बिकॉज यू नो विंटर्स आर ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज, तो नॉर्थ खुल जाता है पूरा, जो एक्सट्रीम नॉर्थ है जहाँ पे ऑलमोस्ट इट इज क्लोज वो ओपन हो जाएगा. वेस्ट साउथ इज ऑलरेडी डूइंग वेरी वेल, सो दैट विल कम बैक लाइक यू नो.
ओके ओके ओके, श्योर, गॉट दैट पॉइंट. एंड लास्ट पॉइंट फ्रॉम माय एंड सर, यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट कमिंग डाउन. कुड आई नो व्हाट इज द डेट लेवल ऑन द बुक्स एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम सर? एंड ऑल्सो इफ यू कुड कमेंट अ लिटिल बिट ऑन दी वर्किंग कैपिटल साइड in terms of how is the overall receivable and inventory position at this point of time?
I would request Amachu bhai to reply on this part.
See, overall on a consolidated basis, our gross level on the total debt is around 300 crores, out of which 250 is on working capital side and 50 is a long-term debt. We have reduced it during the last 4 months almost at 8 crores on a consolidated level. And there is a significant reduction in our standalone basis by 22 crores in the working capital itself. Overall, at the same time, simultaneously, we have also reduced the interest cost also. High cost debt is being replaced by the low cost, and by these overall product mix with our bankers, my average cost is also around 9.25, which was earlier at above 11%. So combine these two effects and gradually we are also in the this range of reducing further the my working capital debts. So we are targeting both to reduce the finance cost by replacing the high cost debt further, and overall whatever any internal cash accruals will be there, reducing further the debt, working capital debt.
Okay. And what is working capital as of now, sir, in terms of receivables and inventory?
Receivable is 100 days, which was at 118 days or 111 days, and our inventory days is also reduced from 87 days to 70 days. So my net working capital days from 85 days to it is now 75 days.
Sorry, you said receivables is how much?
111 to 100 days. Nowadays it is 100 days.
100 days.
111 days to 100 days.
No, it was 111. Now it has gone down to 100 days. So we have reduced by 11 days.
Got it. Sure. And lastly, sir, any targets for the next year in terms of our top line and margins? If you could kind of, is there any guidance that you have for the next year?
See, we will maintain our growth part, and I expect that, you know, Q3 we will experience the Q4, and I think in the Q4 we would be able to commit something about it. I foresee that everything is good. Vaccine has already come in, and I hope that everything will be normalized very soon. So growth should be better than this year. That is what. But exact figure I would not be able to commit right now.
Sure. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you, Prashant, and have a lovely day and lovely year.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chirag Lodaya from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I have a first question on tiles margin. If you can help us understand what was the tiles margin in this quarter versus last year?
Chirag, your voice is very unclear. I mean, we are not able to hear you clearly. Can you just repeat your question, please?
Can you help me with tiles margin in this quarter versus last quarter same time?
See, as far as... I will give it to Mr. Kalpesh. He is our analyst and he will give you some figures.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, the breakup of tiles, marble and quartz, we generally don't give to anyone. So it will be difficult to share, sir.
Okay. And recently there have been sharp uptick in gas prices. So how margins will get impacted in tile segment for coming quarters? If you can help us understand that.
In the Q2, there was a reduction in the gas prices and which has already been, you know, I think I didn't taken back in some part. So exactly it is not very high rise. It is almost, which has come to normality level and little bit on a higher side. And price, basically the gas price is not something which is like, you know, we bear it. It goes it to the market and we pass it to the market. So it should not affect in any ways the bottom line or our numbers.
So there is, so as I understand, gas is 20% of your cost, 20% of the sales. And if there is a 10% movement in gas prices, you are saying that it will not impact your margins. You will be able to pass on completely, right?
The price increase is universal to everybody in all the players, you know, not specifically to Asian. So when it comes to industry itself reacted to it. And then everybody increases the price and passes it to the market, not keeps it into the margin.
Okay. So is it fair to assume whatever margins we did in this quarter, we'll be able to maintain those margins in coming quarters as well? There is no impact of gas prices?
Definitely. I'm very, very sure about it. We will have a better numbers.
Got it. Helpful. And can you help us understand what is our CAPEX plan? As you mentioned, we are already at 95% utilization now. So how one should look at capacity addition in tile segment?
See, immediately for the year 2021, we do not have CAPEX anything besides quartz line which is being added. And what we are doing it basically, you know, modifying the technology with the resources what we have, upgrading our technology. And we believe in more on asset-light model. So basically, there is nothing more we are spending on CAPEX right now besides the line which is being added for the quartz.
Okay, and so anything incremental will be through outsourcing, is it understanding right?
Of course, you are right, sir. Contract.
Yeah, and just lastly, sir, the quartz segment has not done well in this quarter. Any particular reason for that?
Yes, you have to see the situation, geographical and social situation right now. The quartz is basically is a product which is being used by the upper class, okay? And all the metros remain closed. All the top cities in the world remain closed. All the places like, you know, where we have a larger distributor or the display centers, they remain closed. So that is why quartz could not, you know, perform the way it should have done. But I am anticipating in this year, this will again resume back. It's a premium product. So, you know, premium market still is a little bit lagging right now.
Right. Got it. There was some duty advantage which India was enjoying, and because of that, there was an expectation that quartz export from India would go up substantially. So that thing is not panning out in numbers. So how one should read that?
You are right. That advantage is there, but the buyers are not in line right now. If you see the situation of Europe and America, most of the buyers are not in an active form right now. But it will happen now because the vaccine had already come in. And the business will resume to the normalcy. Our major market for quartz is US. US is in a very broken situation right now.
Okay. And is there any early signs of pickup, or it will be more one or two quarters before we see any growth?
So I think this quarter we will recover a lot. All the bleeding would be stopped, I think, in this quarter.
Got it. Helpful. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, Chirag.
Thank you. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ayush Agarwal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on the set of numbers, sir. My question is related to the quads business itself. You were mentioning to the last participant that, you know, the quads business has been on a downside because of the lockdowns and it being the higher distinct premium product. But, you know, from the export data that we can see, India is still exporting north of 500 crores of quads in Q3. So where do you think, like, you know, this market share is going to? Because do you think, like, capacities have mushroomed up or what has happened? Because India is, like, exporting more than 500 crores of quads in Q3.
See, global market of quads is more than around 30,000 crore, and out of which the U.S. itself is around 60% of the global market, okay? And from U.S. market, the 60% share in U.S. market was from China. So what is happening right now, there is a substantial increase from quads export segment to U.S. and other part of the countries, because the China has been blocked by slapping anti-dumping duty on their products. So export is increasing, it is growing, okay, in the from the country. But AGL, as per se what we say, it will grow more in this quarter itself, the Q4.
No, sir, the figure that I'm talking about, 500 crores, India is exporting to U.S. itself, like just 500 crores to U.S. So,
Indian market, see, India, like 90% market is U.S. only.
Correct.
Yeah.
So where do you think, like, you know, this additional capacity is coming from? Because, like, the large listed players that there are, you know, on the exchange, we don't have such capacity. So, like, you know, I would say quarterly 150, 200 crores. So the rest 300 crores that these unorganized or small players are doing, how has this capacity come up in such a short time?
No, there are a lot of players. There are around 6-7 players who are contributing equally, like, you know, around 50 to say 100 crore rupees in the northern part of India. And some are in, one or two are in and only on southern part of India. Rest of all of them are in Rajasthan and northern part of India. They are contributing and they are doing it. And they all are focusing to U.S. market. Their 90% export is to the U.S. only.
Right. And how specialized are these players, sir? I mean, like, in terms of technology or quality?
Technology, see, our plant is coming in right now. In 2021 March, we will be completing our plant, and I think hopefully we will be in operation by April or May, something like this, in trials, and we will finish the Q2 or Q3. We will have our final runs of this thing. This technology is one of the best and finest technology in the world today. Very updated, very latest technology. We will be ahead of other competitors with the new line coming in. So next year, we should have a very significant number from the quads itself. I think we would have something around 80 to 90 crore rupees from the quads itself.
That's great. No, sir, what I was asking was that, you know, these players that you were talking about in the north that have capacities to cater to the U.S. market, do they also have the good technology? Do they also have the quality products? Or are these just, like, you know, Chinese machines that they are using and supplying it to the U.S.?
See, I would not be in a position to comment on this official call for the other technology, okay? I can only speak about AGL technology. I cannot speak something about others, okay?
No, I mean, okay, fair enough. I'll try to connect with you offline, sir. I'll try to connect with you.
Offline, anything is okay. Not
right, official.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. That's it from me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vikesh Parikh from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to understand that we used to have some hurdle on the export front because of the shipment being not able to go through. Is that being eased now?
Not exactly. The way shipment and logistics should be freely moving is not there. There is still a huge shortage of containers for some specific part of the world. And it is taking some time because suddenly the export for various goods, not only the ceramic tiles, has increased from India because people have chosen as an alternative partner now to India. That is why. So I think it's still normal.
It's still not normal. And just overall turnover for this 9 months, we can see there is a dip of roughly 11%. Will it be safe to say that we'll be ending, looking at this third quarter, we will be able to make up in the fourth quarter and we'll be ending somewhere around 10% kind of a growth in terms of top line?
Yeah, 100%. I think 10% is sure shot. 10% is sure shot.
Okay. And lastly, on the cost front, looking at the gas prices being moving up, do we envisage any, we'll be able to comfortably pass on to, the price increase?
For the gas you are talking about or in general you are talking about?
Gas in particular and overall cost moving up.
Yes, of course, it will be passed to. In fact, we have increased price in the 1st of January itself, we have increased our price.
Even the same trend of increase in the price due to the gas price, it is being already started from the 1st February of this month. So this trend will continue in whatever any price increase in the gas cost or other, it will be passed on to the customers.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I am attending this call for the first time. A few basic questions. Firstly, in terms of tiles, can you give us the breakup of retail and institutional sales?
Dixit, first of all, a warm welcome to you to AGL meet. And I hope you will continue and we will keep meeting here and then coming quarters also. As far as breakup is concerned, right now, breakup is not available with me. I would be able to send it to you.
40 to 45% is almost our retail. So we are targeting to 50% in the next.
See, historically, I can give you. Historically, what we were doing, like, you know, we were to 60 and 40%, it was there. Around 40% was coming from retail and 60% was coming from institutions. Now, AGL has become a very household brand. So we are converting it like, you know, this 40% is going to increase to 50 to 55% and our institutional is going to be around 50 to 45%. That is what is we are targeting. Exact numbers we can pass it to in, but it's something around 50-50 right now.
Okay. And secondly, in terms of quads, so you mentioned that a new plant is coming up. So how much is the capex we are doing and what kind of revenue it, that capex can generate? And if since this is the new plant, so whatever currently we are selling, that is outsourced from somewhere or we already have an existing plant?
We have Kamlesh Bhai with us. I would request Kamlesh Bhai to reply on this.
Already jo machinery thi, kuch machinery China ki thi. Aur COVID ke time mein jo quartz ki demand domestic aur international jo market mein kam rahi, isliye humne abhi construction ka kaam abhi chalu hai. Machinery part already humne advance de diya hai. Uska April ka baad mein wahan se dispatch hoga.
Okay, sir, mere question tha. So basically hum jo quartz ka plant naya dal rahe hai, so usme kitna cap?
अपने पास में दो लाइन ऑलरेडी है जो उसमें से हम 100% प्लांट यूटिलाइज करके अभी जो भी प्रोडक्शन होता है 100% प्लांट यूटिलाइज करके प्रोडक्शन करते हैं.
मतलब इनफैक्ट वी आर नॉट आउटसोर्सिंग एनी क्वार्ट्ज मटेरियल, वी आर ओन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कैपेसिटी, सो फ्रॉम दैट वी आर डूइंग अवर दिस क्वार्ट्ज.
ओके. और ये जो नया प्लांट आ रहा है क्वार्ट्ज का, तो उसमें कितना केपेक्स है और उससे कितना रेवेन्यू जनरेट कर सकते हैं पीक में?
तो इसमें हमने नए क्वार्ट्ज प्लांट में हमने भी यार अप्रोक्सीमेटली हमारा 15-20 करोड़ के जितना अपना कैपेक्स प्लान है. बिकॉज मेजोरिटी पार्ट इज ऑन द लैंड एंड दिस बिल्डिंग दैट वी हैव कंप्लीटेड इट इज आवर ओन फैक्ट्री. सो द मेजर पोर्शन इज अगेन इज फॉर द प्लांट एंड मशीनरी, कोर प्लांट एंड मशीनरी.
मतलब वर्किंग कैपिटल के साथ में और जो प्लांट की पूरी रेंज है उसके साथ में 35 करोड़ का इन्वेस्टमेंट ओवरऑल होगा. लास्ट जो अभी मशीनरी इनिशिएट है वो 15-20 है, लेकिन जो डोमेस्टिक और कंस्ट्रक्शन जो ऑलरेडी हमने किया तो टोटल प्लांट हमारा कंप्लीट हो जाएगा 35 करोड़.
ओके. और उससे कितना रेवेन्यू जनरेट कर सकते हैं जब भी वो फुल यूटिलाइज होगा? तब
120 करोड़ हमारा ओवरऑल रेवेन्यू होगा.
100 करोड़ प्लस आएगा
फ्रॉम द न्यू प्लांट ओनली.
न्यू प्लांट ओनली.
ओके ओके, ठीक है सर. थैंक यू, दैट्स इट फ्रॉम माय साइड.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Smitesh Sheth from Radan Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, could you throw some light on the how is the domestic demand looking?
Domestic demand in this quarter has resumed back. and the quarter has remained fantastically well for all the players. If you see, we could sell around 86% of our total sales has come from the domestic sale itself. It shows that the domestic market has resumed back and there is a good demand in the market itself. Plus, if you see our numbers, you know, from the all the four zones, we are almost 30%, as I said, from the each quarter of India, like, you know, north, west and south. These three have done almost equal sales, 30%. It means all the sector, all the segment, geographical segment of the country is doing pretty well. Plus, another one major thing is that all the metros are not still 100% resumed back to the business. Okay. Recently, as I understand that the Mumbai has opened its railways. Now, some other part will be also opened in some north part also. So, considering that, the domestic sale will further increase in coming quarter, and business is good right now. Businesses have no issues with the sales.
Okay. So, sir, my next following question will be, suppose...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sheth, but the audio from your line is breaking.
Yeah.
So, am I audio, ma'am, right now?
Yes, it's better.
Now it's better. Now better.
Yeah, sorry. So, in following to the answer, next year if we are able to grow at 25-30% and we have a limited capacity in terms of like we are working at 95% utilization, then that entire incremental growth we intend to outsource, sir?
See, practically what numbers you are talking, it's not possible. 20-25%, if it is a small company using just one production line, they can grow. But the kind of large company we are talking about, AGL, which is a very large company, having its 10 plant, utilizing 95% capacity, having its 6,500 touch base point, it is very difficult to grow at 20-25% immediately. So I think it is not practically possible. We are very well structured right now. We are very, very structured right now, and we will grow the way we have been growing in the year 2021, maybe a little bit better than this next year. And accordingly, we will have our associates with us who will provide us enough materials to sell.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Darshan Zaveri from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Mr. Zaveri, there is a slight disturbance, a background disturbance from your line.
Just hold on.
Sure.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I would just like to ask for a clarification. On a previous question, we sir stated that it will be nearly 10% growth this year than last year. So that means we'll make a turnover around 1300 crores. And for that, we need to do around 500 crore sales this year, this quarter, sorry, Maya. Is that possible?
See, we have already sold 385 crore in Q3, which was like, you know, partially open market. Q4 is going to be a completely open market. Q4 is going to be a much better than Q3. So we are working. We are working hard to achieve those kind of a numbers. But exactly, I cannot say what would be the last figure, because it depends a lot on political situation, social situation right now, and a health situation. But I think the numbers would be much better than this thing, this year, this Q3.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. And one more question. In our investor presentation, there was a line about inorganic growth. Are we planning to acquire some company?
Inorganic growth is not necessarily to be done by acquiring a company. We have another way of growing inorganically, is like getting more associates and outsourcing our product. So white labeling is being done already by AGL. We have the huge resources available in Morbi, and we are outsourcing with them. So that is the way we are going inorganically.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manoj Shroff from MS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks. I just want to ask, what is the difference between the outsourced margins and our own company owned?
I would request Mr. Himanshu Shah to revert on this thing, margins on outsource and our this thing, if you want to share.
Yeah, overall in this quarter three, our major growth is also there in the belt segments.
Our own manufacturing and in the outsource both to combined, there is a good margin we are able to achieve in this quarter. Exact number right now not having about what are the percentage in outsourcing and what are the manufacturing. If you can ask me later on, then I will definitely provide you the exact numbers.
I just want to know the EBITDA margin difference. Is it very marginal difference or similar?
EBITDA margin in tiles?
Yeah, in between of the outsource associates and our own.
See, outsource activity is purely and when we talk about the outsource activity, then we should, I think so, go for the EBIT margin because there as such we are not utilizing our own manufacturing capacity, so depreciation portion is not there.
Okay.
As far as this outsource is concerned, almost around 20% is the gross margins that is being there. Which product to product is difference. In a high premium product, high size, the margin is very good compared to the soluble salt and the PVT material. Which depends on which size and in which quality that you are dealing with.
I was trying to figure what is our difference between our own EBIT margin when we manufacture in our own plants versus our associates.
We'll get back to you on this thing. Right now the figures are not in handy, so we'll get back to you.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Keshav Anand, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats for the good set of numbers. This is the first meeting that I'm attending for the Asian Granito.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to understand a couple of things. The first point is, you know, whether all of your factories are enabled with the gas. If not, you know, what is the plan to move from the petcoke or coal to gas? And, you know, how the raw material pricing is going to impact the margins.
Mr. Keshav, there was an order from Supreme Court in 2018, which has stopped all the petcoke or coal gas activities in Gujarat specifically. As of now, just for your information, there is no company which is running on petcoke or coal gas right now. Everybody mandatorily has to use natural gas, PNG, CNG, et cetera. Those kind of gases are being used. All the companies are using right now the natural gas only. In some places we have the gas from the marketable companies, which are like, you know, some of the semi-government and private companies, and somewhere we have gases directly from the government company, government-owned PSUs also.
Okay, that's a great thing. The other question was regarding, you know, there was some shares which were pledged, right? I think it was pledged and in the name of the, I mean, pledged with the stock broker. So is there any specific reason for that? Because as per the filing given in NSE and BSE, it has been mentioned that the reason is for the personal.
I would not be able to comment because I am from the management side basically, and I can only speak about the operational issues. This issue we have noted down your point, and if possible, we'll get back to you on this matter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Devanshu Sampat from YES Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Even, you know, I'm attending your call for the first time. So just wanted to-
Welcome, Devanshu. Pleasure to have you here for the first time, and I hope we will meet continuously here from YES Securities.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sure. So just one question. On hearing a call of, you know, one of your peers, they had mentioned that exports is not an area that they are really keen on because it is not as lucrative, as, you know, as compared to the domestic market where you can create a brand and you can sort of earn better margins. Usually in exports are generally rebranded or, you know, or something of that sort when people sell abroad. What you are saying seems to be a little different. Can you know, give your view on this? Is there any breakup in terms of like, how much of whatever you're exporting is it all of it, branded, or is it, you know, is it even the non-branded products also you've been selling?
See, your question is very valid, and whatever the comments have been made by the peer companies must be valid also for them.
As far as AGL is concerned, we are Gujarat-based companies and we are very, very close to coastal area. Okay, all the production activities which are being taken is mostly in Morbi or in Ahmednagar, which are like, you know, very, very, very close. So our logistic cost per square meter is comparatively 1/3 or 50% of the companies which are having their activities in the northern part of India near Delhi or New Delhi or something like that. So we become first primarily very competitive as far as export market is concerned. That is why our export is very good. And second, when it comes to branding, see, it's a leadership. No, somebody can be a leader in metro cities, or somebody can be in a tier 2, tier 3 cities. We are the largest brand right now. And similarly, in export market, AGL is a very well recognized brand. Okay, and the people, they come back to us repeatedly. Their orders are being placed by them. It means our brand is very well accepted, and they are aware of AGL brand. And second, if you see the basket what we have, the number of countries, we are exporting more than 100 countries right now. Till last year, we were exporting to 70 countries, and this year we have added another 30 countries, which is a significant growth in the market size or the geographical size, I would say. It shows that AGL brand is a very strongly recognized and accepted brand globally.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you for your answer. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
First question is regarding, since you mentioned that we are running at 95% capacity. So going forward, let's say even if we grow 10% next year, post that we will require a fresh capacity. So are we planning for any greenfield or brownfield, or we will go JV model?
We are open for any ideas, but definitely there is nothing on the card right now for brownfield. But anything for JV models or anything for outsourcing and adding more associates, we are open. And we will be adding definitely more associates in coming year. And our team, we have a dedicated team for outsourcing. In fact, a very huge team we have for outsourcing. And they are continuously working on getting new products, new partners for this kind of a thing, and adding larger associations basically.
Okay. And sir, in quads, what would be our realization per square feet or per square meter?
I would request Kamlesh bhai to respond to this, please.
Normal domestic market is 15 mm and the realization is 150 to 200. And the international market, 30 mm thickness, about 300.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anish Jobalia from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and hope I'm audible to you. Yeah. So, sir, I just wanted to check in the last call and for the quads business, you had mentioned that we are looking at some 150 crores of sales in the next year. So I just want to check today, this time you mentioned some 80 to 90 crores in the next year itself. So what is missing? Like, are we looking at 80 to 90 crores on the new plant and total 150 crores, or we are just looking at 80 to 90 crores of revenues from the Ford itself, like in the next year?
You rightly understood. It's the total sales we are talking about.
So total sales is 150 crores, right, which was mentioned in the last call.
Yes. We are adding a line, which like our chairman just mentioned, that we are adding a line and we are investing around 35 crore rupees in that will contribute, and in total sales would be approximately 150 crore.
Okay. And sir, what is our long-term plan with the over the 3 to 5 years? How lucrative is this business for us to, you know, keep scaling this up, invest in this business in terms of the market opportunity, given the anti-dumping duty tailwinds that work for you?
Anish, I would insist, first of all, that we are a ceramic tile company, and our parent business is basically ceramic tile and porcelain tile. We are a manufacturer of ceramic and porcelain tile, but we would like to carry a large product basket, because we are, as of now in India, the having largest product basket, and quartz is one of the important ingredients in carrying the basket. So we have added quartz, but our main focus is on our business, basically, which is ceramic and porcelain tile manufacturing. and trading and exporting. So yes, it is important for us and it gives us a very good margin. It balances our margins and PAT also. So we will continue. We will increase our capacities in quads also. But definitely our focus is on our core business.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question and we will now close the question queue. I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Marisha, for hosting us. I thank Vineet and the whole team. And thank you very much for all the participants from my side and from our chairman and managing director, Mr. Mukesh Patel and Mr. Kamlesh Patel, who were present in the call. I thank, first of all, to all the people, those who have been continuously participating in this call and the newcomers also. Welcome and thank you again to all of you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes Asian Ganito India's Q3 FY21 earnings call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.